on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us from the Heritage Foundation. Emma, always appreciate the time you take.
Steve, it's so good to be with you again.
We're looking at an article, The Daily Signal, written by Tyler O'Neill. The headline is Woke Infiltration, the Deep Scandal Behind the Biden DOJ Targeting Pro-Lifers. Emma, say it isn't so.
I mean, Steve, I wish I could.
I'm not that surprised, but I think the information is important. What did Tyler find?
So a couple of weeks ago, there was an exclusive by Mary Margaret Olihan in the Daily Wire that Tyler is reporting on here for the Daily Signal about how during the Biden administration, there were at least over 300 examples of the Biden administration actively targeting and persecuting or prosecuting pro-lifers. And the part of Tyler's article that he really emphasized that I found so appalling was that the Biden administration wasn't simply persecuting and prosecuting, in both cases, so many pro-lifers across the United States, but they had explicitly outsourced it to the National Abortion Federation. Talk about someone who has clearly got some deep-seated motives to go after pro-lifers. And so his article dives into the fact that the Biden administration was working closely with this non-governmental entity, sharing information, and in many cases, completely sidestepping the lawful practice of looking into these crimes and incidents and using an outside group working with a regulatory body to sidestep your normal law enforcement. And the part that was very appalling is that it wasn't just looking at the actions of pro-life activists themselves, those who were maybe at a clinic, or who were very vocal in advocacy or work outside of that, but they were tracking the names and pictures and ages of their spouses and children, including minor children, so that they would have a full expose on them and how to best target and intimidate them. And I think a lot of us can relate to the fact that in politics, you want to know who your supposed enemy is, sure, but the moment you start bringing someone's spouse and minor children into the conversation, their little kids, especially on a topic that it can be so dangerous and so weaponized and can become very violent, particularly from pro-choicers against lifers. This just crosses so many lines. It's not even funny. And so his article is just really outlining the way that these non-governmental agencies were sidestepping proper law enforcement to attack, intimidate, and prosecute these pro-lifers who in many cases weren't doing anything illegal and weren't doing anything wrong. They were just in their own peaceful legal fashion protesting or standing in many cases outside of pro-life clinics or carrying on their pregnancy care center advocacy. And this, of course, flies completely in the face of the pro-choice movement, which isn't about choice, but is simply about promoting abortion. And the last note on this is, as I was reading his article, I was getting very strong screw tape letter vibes as he described the discourse between the Obama administration official and the National Abortion Federation, where it really did feel like they were talking about how do we take out the enemy, right? The enemy actually being the pro-lifers, the good guys, and ending on a Dear Wormwood, Sincerely Your Uncle Screwtape note that was rather chilling, to say the least.
Well, how timely your Screwtape illustration is. Quick reminder, the Screwtape letters at Pope Joy Hall on the University of New Mexico campus this Sunday at 3 o'clock. You can find information on our website at klyt.fm in the Action Center. Tickets still available. Excuse me. Put on by the Fellowship for Performing Arts ministry that is doing a great job. Now, well said, though, Emma. I so much appreciate insight into that. And a couple things come to mind. I mean, it sounds very Orwellian. Sounds very evil. And, you know, off the air, you and I talked a little bit, you know, it's hard to say, okay, well, we know this now, what can we do about it? Now, you and I can't personally do something necessarily about it, much more than, as we often say, be registered to vote and exercise, your freedom and your right to do so when opportunity presents itself. excuse me. The other thing I want to say is, you know, and maybe instead of right now thinking about, okay, how do we take care of them who did that? How about we think about those who were targeted? And there's plenty of non-profit organizations that are doing great work. Many of them Christian organizations, but many of them like the Heritage Foundation, are doing work that informs us about, things like this. So my encouragement would be to, support your, local crisis pregnancy center, support those organizations, that are being targeted like this, organizations that share our ideology and our morals and our values. Most of them, you can go to their website and find the donate button. And with that, Emma, since I mentioned the Heritage Foundation and the Daily Signal, we don't often do this, but from time to time, I do like to do this because we don't often really explain what it is the Heritage Foundation is and that it is a nonprofit organization. The Daily Signal, if you could let our listeners know a little bit more about each of those organizations.
Absolutely. So the Heritage Foundation is one of the largest national conservative organizations, handling everything from domestic to international policy. But Heritage is even so much more than that, where we have an incredible events and coalitions team, Heritage Action, which handles so much of our lobbying on the state level, and so much more that really allows Heritage to be America's outpost in Washington, D.C., where while many of us live in or around the D.C. area, everyone is oriented toward the question of how do we promote the best interest of the American family, whether that is work, family policy, immigration, national security, or anything in between. And then likewise, our sister organization, who's completely distinct from the Heritage Foundation, is the Daily Signal. And the Daily Signal is a fantastic news resource. Many of my dear friends work there, and obviously we talk about it all the time, covering all of your national and state level news. And we actually just opened a California bureau. So we now have reporters on the ground in California who are reporting on everything from the governor's race to their woke insane tax policies and so much more. So highly recommend both of them for the work that they're doing, especially bringing to light so many of these stories that otherwise are not being covered by the mainstream media.
Well, and again, we very much appreciate you taking time for us each week to cover these various topics and stories. And if you didn't catch it, the article that we are covering today from the Daily Signal, found at thedailysignal.com, is Woke Infiltration, the Deep Scandal Behind the Biden DOJ Targeting Pro-Lifers, written by Tyler O'Neill. Again, Emma, thank you for your time. Look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Sounds great, Steve. Have a great weekend.
You too. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.